As of today, more than 900,000 people across Massachusetts are newly eligible for the COVID vaccine. Those who can now schedule a vaccination appointment include people who are 55 and older, as well as people with a single medical condition. For more on this latest phase in the state's vaccine rollout, we're joined now by WBUR's Simone Rios. Good morning there.
Good morning, sir.
So tell us what we know about this rollout.
Yeah, Bob, it's people ages 55 and up, as well as any adult with certain health issues like asthma or obesity. Connor Deidelberg is a 19-year-old student at Emerson College. Deidelberg qualifies as obese because of their body mass index.
My weight has been something that I've been so insecure about for my entire life, but now it gets me the vaccine earlier. I think it's very funny to finally, I'm getting one good thing out of it.
So, Simone, how do you find out if you have a medical condition that qualifies you for a vaccine as of today?
Yeah, the state has a website. It's vaccinesignup.mass.gov, where you can pre-register for an appointment. You go to this website, fill out your name and address and contact info. Then it brings you through a series of questions about your line of work, as well as any health conditions that might allow you to qualify. Now, mind you, there are more than a million people in that queue, so don't get your hopes up in terms of timing.
But I got to imagine that people must be feeling excited to finally get a chance to get in line to get inoculated.
Yeah, a lot of people say the vaccine is a signal of the end of the pandemic. One of them is Doug Chavez. He's a political strategist and lives in Hyde Park. He says he was among local Blacks and Latinos contacted by the vaccine clinic at Roxbury Community College to finally get his first shot.
While I know the vaccine is not 100%, nothing is. I'm excited because I would feel once I have the vaccine, I will still continue to social distance in the short run and continue wearing my mask. But it's almost like having that extra layer of security.
On the other hand, Simone, there is some frustration out there among many other people that it's taken so long to get to this point. What are you hearing on that?
Right. It seems everybody has stories about relatives, friends, and other parts of the country where officials were quicker to get the vaccine to people in their age group. Susan Howell of Boxford is one person who plans to sign up as soon as she can today. She says her 20-something-year-old son in New York City is going to be eligible today as well. That's as they open up eligibility to 55-year-olds like her in Massachusetts.
So I've been surprised at how long it's taken for them to roll it out. In so many other states, especially those where we have family, people our age were eligible before we were, especially in New York. So I was waiting for to see that date announced.
But I'll say, Bob, Massachusetts is performing well compared to other large states. We rank 12th in the nation overall. But when you look at just the states with more than 5 million people, we're number one in the nation alongside New Jersey.
But there are concerns, Simone, around vaccine equity. Who's receiving the vaccine and who's not?
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, it's pretty shocking. Blacks and Latinos are well behind whites in getting vaccinated. A lot of that has to do with age, the elderly getting first priority, and the elderly population being overwhelmingly white. State officials do point out, however, that we're doing better than most of the country. 21% of Black residents here and 13% of Hispanics have gotten a shot. Well, across the country, it's just 9% of Blacks and 7% for Hispanics.
Simone, there's also vaccine hesitancy that officials are trying to deal with, people simply reluctant to take the vaccine. How do officials say they're trying to deal with that as they move into this new phase of the state's rollout today?
Yeah, I spoke to Dr. Elena Stinson, Associate Medical Director at the Reggie Lewis Vaccine Site and President of the New England Medical Association. She says people who are skeptical need to hear from trusted voices that the vaccine's benefits outweigh any possible risks.
But the problem with people who may or may not have been on the front line seeing all the death and destruction is that their pros and cons are a little different than mine. I think, people's experiences are going to shape this. And then having people that they can trust and talk to who are in the medical field that look like them, they're going to be more trustworthy and listen to those people more readily than they would some random person who's just throwing data at them.
Well, Simone, let's hope this strategy works out for them. WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks very much.
All right, Bob, thank you.